Welcome to Muffliato, a Harry Potter podcast where we fill your ears to prevent you from hearing nearby conversations. I'm not Josh, but I am Blake, and today in this bonus episode, you're in the hot seat as I test you on your knowledge of all things Harry Potter. This is the final exam, the big one. This is level 3. Now, you have got through level 1, level 2, and here we are. This is going to be the hardest questions, apparently, that there ever was. Now, I've looked through some of these, and some of these maybe aren't so hard, but I drew a few blanks at some of these. So I reckon they've stepped up their game, these questions, and they're going to test you. And at least if you don't know the answer, you're going to essentially be informed on some very obscure and small little bits of knowledge. These questions come from hyperball.com, so let's get into it. Here we go. Question number 1. How many staircases does Hogwarts Castle have? How many staircases does Hogwarts Castle have? If you're under 100, you've got it wrong. It's over 100, somewhere between 100 and 200. It is 142. Question 2, and this is one of the ones that were, I was thinking it might have been a little bit easy, but where does Vernon Dursley work? Where does good old Uncle Dursley work? And of course, first chapter of the book, of the very first book, Grunnings, which is a drill manufacturer. All right, question number 3, what did Ginny Weasley name her pygmy puff? Great name, this. Arnold. Question number 4, who takes the place of the fat lady at the entrance to the Gryffindor common room in Prisoner of Azkaban? And hopefully you know this because you've listened, Josh and I, as we go through Prisoner of Azkaban. We're on Goblet of Fire at the moment, but hopefully you listen through that and would know that it is Sir Cadogan. Question number 5. What is the Hogwarts School motto in English? Now, this is one I did not know, and it's pretty great, actually. It is, in English, never tickle a sleeping dragon. Yeah, that just weirds me out. I'm like, what? Anyway, question number 6, and you should all get this because we have been going through Goblet of Fire. What was the name of the caretaker of the Riddle House in Goblet of Fire? And of course, it is Frank Bryce. Question number 7, what are the names of the 3 Peverell brothers? Name of the Peverell brothers, there's 3 of them, and it is Antioch, Cadmus, and Ignotus. All right, question number 8. What do Bill and Fleur name their daughter? Victoire. What's the first word of the prophecy that Sybil Trelawney made about Voldemort? The first word is born. Question number 10. Besides producing the elixir of life, what can the Philosopher's Stone do? Okay, I mean, this one's a bit of an easy one. Turn any metal into gold. Question number 11. What condition gives Tonks the ability to transform her features? She's a metamorph magus, which is a pretty great ability to have. All right, question number 12. Mistletoe is often infested with what magical creature? And I hope you know this one, and it's pretty memorable because Luna Lovegood is pretty memorable. So the answer is Nargles. Mistletoe is often infested with Nargles. All right, question 13. Who did Hermione impersonate with Polyjuice Potion at the Ministry in Deathly Hallows? Mafelda Hopkirk. Mafelda Hopkirk. All right, question 14. How much does a ticket on the night bus cost if it includes hot chocolate? Now we're going into deep knowledge here. And for question number 14, the answer is 14 sickles. All right, question 15. What is Nicholas Flamel's wife's name? Perronel. All right, question 16. Who was teasing Moaning Myrtle before she died? It was Olive Hornby. Question 17, was Fred or George Weasley born first? Fred or George Weasley. This is like a 50-50 right here, and it was Fred. All right, question 18. Who taught care of magical creatures before Hagrid? It was Kettleburn. Great last name, that. All right, question number 19. What is Ollivander's first name? Garrick. Definitely wouldn't have got that one myself. Garrick. Garrick? Huh. Interesting name for Ollivander. Definitely just know him by Ollivander. All right, question 20. Where did Severus Snape grow up? Where did he grow up? And that would be Spinner's End. Spinner's End. All right, question 21. Who is the author of Advanced Potion Making Book? Libatius Borage, if that is how you pronounce that last name properly. Question 22. Who was the third minister for magic during the course of Harry Potter books? All right. The third minister for magic during the course of the Harry Potter books. And it was Pius Thickness. Dark times. All right. Question 23. What spell is used to conjure the dark mark? And this is going to be something that is, you guys, come on, you should know. We're literally around that period in the book going through the chapters, and it is Mosmordre. Kind of has that very dark tone if you've ever listened to the audiobooks by Stephen Fry. He just does a great job with that Mosmordre. All right, next question. Question 24. What did the Magic is Might statue replace at the Ministry? The Fountain of Magical Brethren. All right, question 25. How many rolls of parchment was the werewolf essay that Snape assigned in Prisoner of Azkaban required to be? It was required to be 2 rolls of parchment, which I don't know the specific size, but it seems like none of the students there were looking forward to having to do 2 rolls of parchment. Question 26. What does NEWT stand for in reference to the 7th year Hogwarts exams? Nastily, exhausting, wizarding test. Nastily, exhausting, wizarding test. I don't think they name school exams like that in the Muggle world. All right, question 27. Who was the Muggle studies teacher at Hogwarts? Charity Burbage. Question 28. What is Aunt Marge's dog's name? The answer to that one, a ripper. Ripper. All right, question 29. Who is the leader of the Headless Hunt? And that is Sir Patrick. And question 30, last of just our regular questions, what was the last name of Vernon Dursley's visitors on Harry's 12th birthday? What was the last name of Vernon Dursley's visitors on Harry's 12th birthday? And it was the Masons. So the last name being Mason. All right, here we go. We step up into multi-choice questions. All right, question 31. Which of the following is not one of Dolores Umbridge's educational degrees? Okay, here we go. Was it A, teachers are hereby banned from giving students any information that is not strictly related to the subjects they are paid to teach? B, any student found in possession of the magazine The Quibbler will be expelled? C, in effect, immediately the subject of defense against the dark arts will be taught strictly on a theoretical basis? Or D, no student organizations, societies, teams, groups, and clubs may exist without the knowledge and approval of the High Inquisitor? And the one that wasn't a decree was C, the one where it sort of reduced the subject of defense against the dark arts on a theoretical basis, because she taught that herself, so she just did that, I guess. All right, question 32. How fast can a firebolt go from 0 to 150 miles per hour? Was it A, 10 seconds, B, 14 seconds, C, 8 seconds, or D, 15 seconds? And the answer to that, 0 to 150 miles per hour, it's A, 10 seconds. All right, 33. Fill in the blank. Bone of the father, blank. Was it A, willingly sacrificed, B, unknowingly given, C, unwillingly sacrificed, or D, forcibly taken? And it was B, unknowingly given. Question 34. What wood is Ron's first wand made of? Was it A, mahogany, B, elder, C, ash, or D, maple? And it was C, ashwood. Question 35. Which of the following is not an ingredient in Polyjuice Potion? Was it A, wormwood, B, lacewing flies, C, knotgrass, or D, fluxweed? It was A, wormwood. Question 36. Who said this? Every human life is worth the same and worth saving. A, Albus Dumbledore, B, Arthur Weasley, C, Remus Lupin, or D, Kingsley Shacklebolt? And I'll read that quote again. Every human life is worth the same and worth saving. It was D, Kingsley Shacklebolt. Question 37. Who said this? I really hate children. That's that quote again. I really hate children. Was it A, Voldemort, B, Dolores Umbridge, C, Severus Snape, or D, Minerva McGonagall? And of course it was B, Dolores Umbridge. Of course she hates children. All right, question 38. Which of the following does Professor Trelawney not see in Harry's tea leaves in Prisoner of Azkaban? Which of the following does Professor Trelawney not see in Harry's tea leaves in Prisoner of Azkaban? Was it A, a cross, B, a skull, C, a falcon, or D, a club? It was A, a cross. All right, question 39. Who said this? I assure you that if you die, you need not hand it in. Was it A, Severus Snape, B, Albus Dumbledore, C, Dolores Umbridge, or D, Minerva McGonagall? And I think we know that one of the top teachers, and even though she might be a little bit strict, it was D, Minerva McGonagall. All right, question 40. Which dragon does Victor Krum face in the first task of the Triwizard Tournament? Was it A, in a Hungarian horntail, B, Chinese fireball, C, Swedish short snout, or D, common Welsh green? And this is the one that Victor Krum faces. What was it? It was B, the Chinese fireball. All right, here we go. Let's get into some true or false questions to round off this test or this exam. Question 41. True or false, George Weasley lost his left ear? True. Question 42. True or false, Stan Shunpike was killed by Mad-Eye Moody? False. Question 43. True or false, the first student sorted in Philosopher's Stone was sorted into Hufflepuff? True. Question 44. True or false, Romilda Vane put love potion in chocolate frogs for Harry? False. I don't believe that they were chocolate frogs, although that would have been pretty potent as well. Question 45. True or false, Nymphadora Tonks was in Gryffindor? False. She wasn't in Gryffindor. Question 46. True or false, there are 27 knuts to one sickle? That's false again. 47. True or false, Harry had to stay in the hospital wing more than 5 times? True. Question 48. True or false, J.K. Rowling's last name rhymes with bowling? True, because this is a big dispute, you know. Is it Rowling? Is it Rowling? I think Josh and I have always gone back and forth. Sometimes it's confusing. We might say Rowling and then Rowling, and we just, you know, hey, just keep rolling on with it, all right? All right, question 49. True or false, Oliver Wood played Quidditch for the Chudley Cannons after leaving Hogwarts? True. Question 50. True or false, Hermione got all outstandings in her OWL exams? And that is false. Definitely not all of them. Well, there we go. That wraps up level 3 questions. That is the final level. Those were some pretty tough questions. Some of them may be easy to answer, others not so quite. If you got some of those, that is pretty impressive. I don't want you thinking that Josh and I know absolutely everything about Harry Potter. I mean, it is a crazy series filled with so much information. And yeah, there's definitely smarter ultra fans out there. But these questions put us to the test and they put you to the test. So hopefully you had fun with them. Hopefully you did all right. And that is that. So thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're an Apple user, don't forget to leave a rating and review. Your support helps keep the magic alive. You can send us questions on our Instagram, email, or website, muffliatopodcast.com. To continue the adventure, join us next time on Muffliato, a Harry Potter podcast.